Hey there! Thanks for joining me. This is Robin R. Robbins, aka the World Cheerleader. Can you find joy in simple surroundings? I know it took me a long time. For many, many years of my life, I was one of those high achievers, and I always had to be busy, and I always had to keep going, and I had to do one thing to another thing. It seemed as though I just needed to always live life to the fullest and always stay very, very busy. And then one day, God kind of got a hold of me through a season of my life, and we sat down, and we had a chat, and very, very clearly I heard him say to me, "Who told you you had to be busy? Where did I say that you had to continually keep achieving, keep overachieving? Why can't you be still?" And I had to really, really think about that. It kind of made me chuckle. I thought, good point. You know, so I started searching God's word, and I thought, all right, let's go in here and see. Let's see what he says. Does he say I have to be busy? Well, he says I'm to be fruitful, but he didn't say that I had to be busy. And I know I read somewhere there was a nice little story or poem about the enemy keeping us busy so that he keeps us distracted. He keeps us distracted from the things of God. And I really, really thought about that. I thought, you know, that's true. I stay very, very busy. It's almost as though it's ingrained in me. I think I have to always be doing something. And I'm one of those people that really just about drives me absolutely insane to sit still. I keep thinking of, I need to take care of this. I need to take care of that. I'll sit with God, and I think, okay, I'm going to sit with God. I'm going to talk to God. All of a sudden, I got to do this. I got to do that. I need to do that. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. You know, and he just said very clear to me, no, you don't. Nothing has to be done right now. Sit still and listen. So I have learned over the last few years of my life to really, really just force myself to just sit still and enjoy the moments. And in those moments, I will find more joy in the simplest things, just watching the trees blow in the wind. And I just very clearly hear him speaking to my soul when I'm watching these trees. Or I'll watch the squirrels run around and play and do crazy things. Or the crows. Crows just amaze me. They're actually super funny if you sit down and watch them. It's unbelievable. And then I'll watch, you know, bugs and bees and spiders and just, you know, sun pop out and sunrises and sunsets. And it's almost as though if you sit still long enough, you could actually see the grass grow. You know, you could see dandelions open up. And I sit here in this awe of this phenomena, this wonderful world around me that is just given to us to enjoy. And how often we miss it. We're so busy. We go from here to there, call this person, right? Write this email, and I'm still guilty of this many times in my life. I literally have to tell myself, sit down. The Holy Spirit will say to me, sit down and listen. And I'm like, okay, I will sit down. And then stop, turn it off, sit still. It's okay to be still. It's okay to enjoy the moments, whatever they bring, whether it's just a quiet sunrise, if it's just a bird singing in the morning, if it's watching the squirrels play and be interactive with each other, whatever it is, it was all given to you and I to sit and to enjoy. And we miss it because we try to fill our lives with so many things. So today, I would really like to encourage you to just take some moments and sit still. For some of you, I understand it's going to be a challenge because I live it. I am still a very high energy, active individual, and I really, really have to tell myself to sit down and focus and be still. But I can't tell you how overjoyed I am every single time I do it. Whether I'm just sitting in a room with absolutely no sound, doing nothing, looking out the window, I can now say, thank you, Father, for these moments with you. Thank you so much for this time to just enjoy creation and enjoy my life. So I pray for you today that you find the joy in every moment. Thanks a lot for joining me. Have a terrific day.